Welcome to The Decision Environment, a weekly commentary on authority, leadership and systemic governance, available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm Bess Oberotimi. This week's episode, Decision Integrity in Environments of Diffused Responsibility. Decision integrity is becoming an increasingly important consideration for organisations operating in complex environments where accountability is distributed across multiple functions, programmes and leadership structures. Modern organisations rarely operate through simple chains of command. Matrix structures, transformation programs, regulatory requirements, and cross-functional delivery models have all increased the number of participants involved in making and influencing decisions. While these structures bring expertise and collaboration, they also create conditions where responsibility becomes shared across many actors. The challenge is that responsibility can become so widely distributed that ownership weakens. The result is often not immediate failure, but slower movement, repeated escalation, stalled implementation, and uncertainty regarding who is genuinely responsible for moving decisions forward. Environments categorized by diffused responsibility are particularly difficult because responsibility itself does not disappear. It becomes fragmented. Multiple stakeholders contribute expertise, participate in discussions, and hold influence, yet fewer people feel fully authorized to take ownership of outcomes. Decisions become collective activities rather than owned commitments. This creates a subtle but important behavioral shift inside organizations. Meetings continue, governance forums operate, and reporting cycles increase, yet progress slows. Teams remain busy, but movement becomes harder to achieve. Organizations often interpret these symptoms as complexity or resource problems when the deeper issue is frequently related to ownership and authority. Many organizations respond to execution challenges by refining strategy, strengthening controls, or introducing additional oversight mechanisms. These responses appear logical because they increase visibility and create the impression of stronger control. However, these interventions may fail because they address structure rather than behavior. Governance frameworks may be functioning exactly as designed, while operational reality underneath them becomes increasingly fragmented. The organization is not necessarily suffering from a strategy problem. It may instead be operating within a weakened decision environment where authority has become unclear and accountability is no longer sufficiently connected to action. This distinction matters for CROs and COOs because governance effectiveness is often assessed through structures rather than execution behavior. Organizations review committees, reporting routes, escalation processes, and frameworks to determine maturity. These mechanisms are important, but they do not automatically guarantee movement. A governance model can appear highly sophisticated while execution remains inconsistent. The difference frequently lies in decision ownership. When authority becomes uncertain, individuals become more likely to defer, escalate, or seek validation before acting. Over time, movement slows because responsibility becomes psychologically dispersed across multiple participants. The challenge becomes more visible during transformation initiatives because transformation naturally increases collaboration requirements, steering groups expand, stakeholder involvement grows, and oversight structures multiply. multiply. Additional governance layers are introduced with the intention of improving alignment and reducing risk. However, these additions may unintentionally create diffused responsibility by increasing participation without equally clarifying authority. Stakeholders become involved in decision processes without necessarily holding responsibility for outcomes. As a result, decision pathways lengthen and execution becomes dependent on broader agreement, while ownership becomes increasingly difficult to identify. One of the most significant consequences of this environment is the emergence of hidden accountability gaps. These gaps rarely appear in organizational charts because formal structures still exist and responsibilities remain documented. The problem emerges operationally. Decisions begin traveling through increasingly long approval routes. Local decisions escalate unnecessarily. Previously straightforward actions require broader consultation. Teams spend more time coordinating than executing. The organization becomes increasingly active while becoming less decisive. Governance activity increases, yet movement slows because ownership is weakened beneath the surface. This creates an important leadership question. What happens when responsibility exists collectively, but not individually? Many organizations assume accountability is automatically embedded within governance structures. In practice, accountability requires active ownership. Shared visibility is not the same as responsibility. Participation is not the same as authority. Agreement is not the same as action. When these distinctions begin to blur, organizations experience declining execution performance despite maintaining mature governance frameworks. Activity rises while accountability weakens, creating environments where coordination replaces momentum. The concept of decision integrity becomes particularly valuable because it shifts attention away from whether decisions are simply made towards how ownership is preserved through the process. A technically correct decision can still fail operationally if authority remains fragmented or implementation ownership is weak. The issue is not only decision quality, it is whether accountability remains connected from recommendation through to execution. Preserving that connection becomes increasingly difficult as organizational complexity increases and responsibility becomes distributed across larger networks of stakeholders. Organizations experiencing weak ownership patterns often display recognizable indicators. One indicator is the escalation of operational decisions that should remain local. Another is stakeholder expansion, where additional participants continuously join discussions without materially improving outcomes. A further indicator is recurring debate around issues that were previously resolved but never fully owned. Implementation delay, despite apparent agreement, is also common. Consensus may exist, yet movement stalls because responsibility remains unclear. These patterns are often accepted as inevitable consequences of complexity when they are frequently symptoms of weakened ownership. Complexity alone is not the determining factor because many high-performing organizations also operate within highly complex environments. The differentiator is often their ability to preserve decision ownership despite distributed structures and competing demands. Responsibility remains visible. Authority remains understood. Escalation remains selective rather than habitual. These organizations maintain clarity even when decisions move across functions and governance layers. Complexity exists, but ownership continues to operate effectively within it. The rise of artificial intelligence increases the importance of this discussion because AI introduces additional layers into the decision environment. Human judgment, algorithmic recommendations, and automated outputs increase increasingly interact within operational processes. Questions naturally emerge regarding ownership and accountability. Who validates output? Who remains accountable for decisions influenced by AI? Who accepts responsibility when recommendations originate from systems rather than individuals? These questions become especially important in organizations already struggling with unclear authority and fragmented ownership. AI adoption is frequently positioned as a technology initiative, yet many of its challenges are fundamentally organizational. AI changes how information moves, how recommendations emerge, and how decisions are influenced. Organizations already experiencing accountability gaps may therefore discover that AI exposes existing weaknesses rather than resolving them. Technology improves visibility and analytical capability, but it does not automatically strengthen accountability. In some cases, it may amplify existing ownership problems by introducing additional ambiguity regarding responsibility and authority. For CROs and COOs, strengthening performance therefore requires examining the behavioral reality beneath governance structures. Governance execution depends not only on frameworks and controls, but on whether authority is genuinely exercised. Organizations should examine where responsibility becomes unclear, where escalation replaces ownership, and where movement slows despite strong governance models. The objective is not to remove collaboration, but to ensure collaboration continues to support accountability rather than replacing it. One practical intervention involves mapping how decisions actually move rather than relying on organizational charts. Reporting lines reveal hierarchy, but rarely show operational reality. Decision mapping identifies participants, approval routes, authority holders, and ownership transitions. It highlights where diffused responsibility emerges and where execution friction develops. Organizations often discover significant differences between formal governance structures and lived operational experience. These insights help leaders understand where ownership is weakening before performance deteriorates further. Another important intervention involves strengthening decision ownership during transformation activity. Many programs define milestones, deliverables, and work streams while leaving authority assumptions implicit. Clarifying ownership early reduces ambiguity later. Leaders should understand not only who contributes to decisions, but who ultimately carries responsibility for movement and implementation. Without this clarity, transformation initiatives risk increasing participation while unintentionally weakening accountability. Cultural reinforcement is equally important because organizations sometimes reward caution, escalation, and excessive consensus while unintentionally discouraging ownership behavior. Preserving ownership does not mean reducing collaboration or encouraging unnecessary risk-taking. It means creating environments where individuals feel authorized to act within clearly defined boundaries. This becomes increasingly important as organizations move towards more interconnected operating models involving wider stakeholder groups and more distributed forms of delivery. The future challenge for organizations is therefore not simply improving decision quality, but preserving ownership without complexity. Strong governance execution depends on maintaining accountability, even when authority moves across teams, systems, and functions. Organizations capable of doing this move faster, adapt more effectively, and maintain momentum during periods of change. Those that cannot often become trapped in cycles of coordination without execution, where activity continues but progress remains limited.
Ultimately, decision integrity should be viewed as an organizational capability rather than an abstract governance concept. It represents the ability to preserve accountability, clarity, and action within increasingly complex environments. As organizations continue expanding collaboration models, integrating AI, and operating through wider networks, maintaining ownership may become one of the defining characters separating adaptive organizations from those permanently operating in coordination mode. Leaders should therefore ask not whether governance exists, but whether ownership remains visible and active throughout execution.